Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Matt Siminar, and I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for your Sunday obligation. And our gathering hymn today is Holy, Holy, Holy. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to Thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. My dear brothers and sisters, as we gather together this day to celebrate and to share in these sacred mysteries of our faith, we also celebrate the memorial of St. John Bosco. And now, gathering before this altar, let us prepare our hearts to receive our Lord as we seek forgiveness, mercy, and peace. Lord Jesus, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. O God, who raised up the priest St. John Bosco as a father and teacher of the young, grant, we pray, that aflame with the same fire of love, we may seek out souls and serve you alone, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of the faith. For the sake of joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame, and he has taken his seat at the right throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
They will praise you, Lord, who long for you.
They will praise you, Lord, who long for you.
I will fulfill my vows before those who fear him. The lowly shall eat their fill. They who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your hearts be ever merry.
They will praise you, Lord, who long for you.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall bow down before him. To him alone shall bow down. All who sleep in the earth before him shall bend, all who go down into the dust.
They will praise you, Lord, who long for you.
And to him my soul shall live. My descendants shall serve him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice he has shown.
They will praise you, Lord, long for you.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, "Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child, such as this in my name, receives me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I chose to read for you all today the gospel reading that is attached to this memorial of St. John Bosco because it's got a beautiful message, beautiful summary of his life. Now, had I done the regular daily reading, it would have been from Mark's gospel, and we would have heard about Jesus raising a dead girl as well as curing the woman who had the hemorrhage for many, many years. And plus it's a long gospel, so I would have had to give you a short homily. So I chose the short gospel so I can give you a long homily. Nope, just kidding. But like I said, it's a beautiful summary of the life of St. John Bosco. Now, St. John was born in 1815 in the northern part of Italy, came from a very poor family. His family basically were all farmhands. This is right after the time of Napoleon, and so the whole northern part of Italy was struggling with poverty, as well as a drought and a famine. So he entered into the world in very difficult conditions. And when he was 2 years old, his father died. So his mother basically had to help raise him, as well as his two older brothers. And so once he could get a little bit older to work, he was put out into the fields to work as a shepherd and as a farmhand. And then as he got older, he wanted to become a priest. He had a dream about taking care of the youth. And so it was deep in his heart to become a priest. However, he didn't have an education. So one of the local priests in that area decided he would teach him. So he began teaching him. And the priest was amazed at how well St. John's memory was, that he could, he was a quick learner, and he was able to memorize a lot of stuff. Well, his older brother didn't like that St. John was learning, getting an education. So, in typical older brother style, I guess you could say, he beat him up and told him, basically, you're meant to be a farmer. That is what you are called to be throughout your entire life. So get the idea of becoming an educated person out of your mind. Well, as a result, St. John ran away. At the age of 12, left his home and went out to find work. And he worked many odd jobs here and there, but eventually he did end up in the seminary. And when he was ordained a priest, his first assignment was in Turin, which was an industrial city. And so his job was to visit and minister to the people in prison. And while he was ministering to the people in prison, he saw that the majority of the prisoners were young boys, young men, who basically were considered delinquents and were living a pretty rough life. So he decided he was going to work on them, help them get out of the prison, but also to help them learn a trade, become apprentices, learn good skills, as well as learn their faith. And that's where he got the whole the seeds of taking care of the youth and helping the youth to grow in their faith. And he dedicated his whole life to that. He wrote catechisms, wrote defenses of the church, but also too, he worked hard helping the young boys get off the streets so that they wouldn't end up in the prisons. Beautiful story of his life. And it was on this day in 1888 at the age of 72 when he passed away. And they said that when he died, over 40,000 people came to the church to pay their respects. Think about that. 40,000 people. He touched so many lives and helped transform lives. And it was all because he welcomed the children just as Jesus welcomed the children in his presence. You see, my friends, that's what our faith is all about. Reaching out to our brothers and sisters in need and loving them, just as Jesus loves us. Reaching out to them and helping transform their lives and make their lives a little better every day. Is it easy to do? Of course not. Because St. John, during his years of ministry, he also had detractors. He had his enemies, but yet he didn't let that stop him. He persevered in loving God, loving his neighbor. He persevered in spreading the gospel message and sharing the sacraments with everyone he met. And so, my friends, as we celebrate this Mass today in honor of St. John Bosco, let us thank God for the beautiful witness of faith. But also, too, let us ask St. John to pray for us, that every day we can open up our hearts, welcome in our brothers and sisters, and strive to make everybody's life a little more better by our words and by our actions. I invite you to please stand. And trusting in God's love for us, let us now lift up our prayers for our needs and the needs of the world.
For Pope Francis and all our priests, that like St. John Bosco, they will be strong witnesses in helping our youth grow in relationship with Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the young people of our church, that they will respond to the message of the gospel and be joyful disciples who bring the good news to the world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the protection of all children against abortion, physical and emotional abuse, poverty, political unrest, and spiritual dangers, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who suffer from addiction, that through the intercession of St. John Bosco, they will be completely healed from their affliction, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who have died, and especially for the repose of the soul of Preston Morrow, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the attentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Heavenly Father, to you we lift our prayers, those spoken and those within the silence of our hearts, and we ask you to answer them through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever. By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord, God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Blessed be God forever. With humble spirit and contrite hearts, may be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice for your sake this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash, O Lord, my iniquities and cleanse me from all my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, we pray, the offerings placed on your altar in commemoration of Blessed John Bosco, so that as you brought him glory, you may, through these sacred mysteries, grant to us your pardon. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of St. John Bosco, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim, by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we, who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit, may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, with St. John Bosco and all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, and David, our Bishop, the Order of Bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you, at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. And the peace of the Lord be with you always, and with your spirit. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. For those of you watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and fervor of the saints. The Lord chose him as a priest for himself, to offer him a sacrifice of praise. let us pray. May the mysteries we have received, O Lord, prepare us, we pray, for the eternal joys that as faithful steward, blessed John Bosco came to deserve. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at noon central. The Lord be with you. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This Mass is ended. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And now the prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly, and I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.